Good morning. Last Sunday, we looked at the announcement of the conception of John the Baptist, the forerunner to Jesus Christ. This week, we will look at the expectation, picking up at verse 26 to verse 33. We want to look at three main points in this passage: Mary's fear, Mary's favor, and Mary's faith. The Bible tells us that in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel visited a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. It was to this young lady that God sent his servant Gabriel with a word. Gabriel came to announce this time the birth of the Son of God. This was the child that all of Israel waited in expectation for, the promised Messiah. We are reminded that God, who is a covenant-keeping God, keeping covenants to a thousand generations, delivered his promise through a little girl of humble beginnings living in a town that did not have a reputation. We hear Nathanael asking the question, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" As the angel greeted Mary, we see Mary's fear. The scripture says she was troubled at the message that the angel brought to her. The message that he brought said, "You who are highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, for thou hast found favor with God." Interestingly enough, she was not troubled about the angel's presence, but rather at what the angel said to her. She thought to herself, "What manner of salutation is this?" Perhaps she never saw herself as one who could be favored by a great and powerful God. Perhaps she doubted that God was with her. Perhaps she never saw herself as being blessed. This to us demonstrated Mary's own humility in the sight of God. Humility is one of the qualities that God requires from his servants. This is what the Lord requires of us as we serve the people of God. For his word reminds us, God resisted the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Though the Lord be high, yet had he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. We not only notice that Mary was troubled by the fact that she received this salutation, but perhaps coming from a small town, she didn't realize that God had his eyes on her. Like Mary, you might be of a humble beginning. You might be of a place of no reputation, no prominence. And oftentimes the question is asked, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? The answer is yes. God chose Mary from such a place to bring the Son of God, the Savior of the world. And certainly he can choose you too for greatness, to represent him, and to take his gospel to the uttermost parts of the world. We not only see Mary's fear, but we also see Mary's favor. Mary received favor from God. The King James Version says she was highly favored. Why was Mary highly favored? Because out of all the women in her time, she was chosen by God to bring the Savior of mankind into this world. It was a unique privilege. When God chooses you, you are uniquely privileged. You are privileged to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When we are called to serve for prime ministers and kings and governors of land, we consider ourselves privileged. But there is no greater privilege than serving God. Serving God far supersedes that of serving man of any distinction, and position on this earth. We not only see Mary's fair and Mary's favor, but we also see where Mary was faithful. After hearing the message of the angel and purpose to which God has chosen her, we see the demonstration of her faith in God. Her faith was a faith of sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice was she willing to make? The sacrifice of her reputation and the sacrifice of her future. Here was a young lady about to get married, possibly to the man of her dreams. She was about to become pregnant and unwed mother. How does she explain that she conceived by the Holy Spirit? How does she explain her story? Who would believe her story? But Mary, in response to the call upon her life, said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Mary would have to contend with Joseph, who wanted to divorce her privately. What faith, what sacrifice, what submission to the will of God for her life. How is your faith? What sacrifices are you willing to make for God and His kingdom? How is your submission to the will of God for your life? Many times we live our lives in total unhappiness because we refuse to surrender to the will of God for our lives. You see, friends, when God calls you, yes, there will be obstacles. Yes, there will be challenges. But note what God said to her as the angel said to her, "The Lord is with thee." Yes, you might have to give up some things, but God is with you. You might have to make many sacrifices, but God is with you. The question is, will you trust Him? Will you, like Mary, say, "Behold the handmaiden of the Lord"? Yes, you are fearful, but will you trust Him? The personal sacrifices are great, but will you trust Him? Will you submit to His will and to His way? Join us next week as we look at the exaltation of praise.